Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome back to season 6. Yes, that means 2022 is officially here, which is, I think I'm in denial. Vera, it's so nice to see your face for those that are watching on YouTube.
Yeah, same here. I feel you on the denial thing because, I mean, if you really think about it, it's just another day, right? 31st to the 1st. But I mean, with with COVID still around, and I laugh, not because I want to downplay the seriousness of it, but it's just like, come on, when are we going to get back to, well, I don't know, what is normal even, right? So it doesn't feel like 2020 is over, actually.
No, exactly. I kind of feel like all these things are getting mixed in. And I read an article this morning about the uncertainty or the predictions of this year, because this is a time where most people are looking for, you know, horoscope signs to see kind of like what their year is going to look like. And you're starting off with like, oh, we're still in a pandemic, and it's actually really high right now because of the winter. And we actually had a chance to celebrate Christmas with our family because we didn't the year before, but one of my aunts got sick after with COVID. This was separate party after she saw us. So we decided not to meet up with family. We canceled our New Year's Eve plans. So it was just us again. So it's kind of like, oh, here we are again.
Yeah.
Let's hope 2022, the end of the year, will be different. It's, you know, just that it's kind of like taking it day by day. I'm sure a lot of people are listening right now thinking either one, you feel like you're excited about the new year, or you're just kind of like, I'm not ready, you know, or you're in between. And I feel like I'm in between, where I'm like, I was definitely ready to let 2021 leave and go. But 2022, I felt like kind of snuck up on me as well. And just not really sure how to handle that. How are you thinking about the way this year's going already so far? Oh, it's only day 4.
And we're already like having existential conversations, like, when am I? Who am I? Yeah. I live in the mountains, for those of you who don't know. So when we entered into the new year, there was not a blackout. It was a cell phone and internet service blackout. So I was like, really? Like, this is how we weren't able to communicate with family to wish them Happy New Year. And already we did the same, where we were just like, let's just not do anything for New Year's. Like, I don't want to expose anyone. We had been traveling internationally. But it was one of those things where I was like, come on, like, at least give me the new year to be able to, like, you know, I don't know, FaceTime. So it was, I feel you.
It's like, yeah,
we're entering into this new year, and you have these like kind of expectations of shedding all kind of like the crappiness of the year before. And yeah, so, you know, I entered into the year in like a black box, which was also really cool because the dependency on our phones is real. Like, now I like totally want to get like a ham radio. I want to like walkie talkie with my neighbors. So what it also did is it really showed the community how they work together in order to help each other. So that was awesome. And if I can see more of that in 2022, we're going to be all right.
I like that. You have to keep positive and figure out like what the unexpected is. And that happened to us. We actually did have a blackout, and I'm in the city in LA. So, you know, Los Angeles, once in a while, we do get these power outages because of the rain. Since it hardly rains here, it's like it backs up sewers. It's all these things that happen at once. And so we had a blackout for a few hours. It wasn't as bad as yours. I've been in those days too, and I totally get that. But luckily, we had our emergency kit and, you know, our candles. And then luckily, I forgot I had a whole yard of those solar panels, those little lights that turn on its own because it's, you know, solar.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, you know what? We can put one in each room. We could take them from the yard, and at least we have light when we walk in or somewhere. So it's not completely dark. So we had definitely some backup, but it's just kind of funny where you're just like, wait, do I have everything I need? Or, you know, sometimes you dip into the emergency, you know, especially when it comes to matches or something, I've done that where I'm like, oh, wait, you know what? I have some in the kit. I'll take them out. And then I'm like, wait, I need to replenish it. So, because of that, are you, it made me think of an emergency kit as far as, and we talked about this before, emergency funds. This is the beginning of the year. Do you guys have a new, do you start implementing or putting more money into your emergency fund, or do you guys try to end the year already having it done?
I try to end the year, like, I guess you would say, like, balancing the books, you know, making sure everything is, I like to enter the year fresh, like, the accounts are as organized as I can get them, because I'm organized, but I'm not, like, super anal organized person. But I do have, like, exchanges. Like, I feel so grown up when I call the CPA and I'm like, so what do I have to do now? And what do I need to, you know? It makes me feel better to enter the new year with, like, the knowledge of, like, okay, the money is where it needs to be. And in terms of emergency fund, we do have our emergency fund. And I do, luckily, we have not had to dip into it. And but I never really thought about, like, making sure I'm always filling it, because it's there in the event of. It's not something that I always want to give to unless I take away, then I'll replenish. Do you actually contribute to it yearly, or does it stay static and you're like, in case of an emergency, you know, take the axe and break here?
Lately, it's been yearly. We add to it too because of all these unexpected things that have happened the last couple of years of both our physical health, my husband and I's. We had to dip into our emergency funds and make sure, you know. So we definitely every year kind of look at it like, okay, is it at the where we need it to be? And so luckily, that was something that we had to talk about before the end of the year last year. I even said, babe, we're going to not be able to give each other Christmas gifts, and we're going to have to low cut on some of the Christmas gifts that we normally give, or change them up, because we did have more medical expenses than we expected at the end of the year. And so for me, I always tell him, the best gift he can give me and vice versa is starting the year with no debt. And I know a lot of people tend to put themselves into credit card debt because they're like, well, I'm just going to put on the card and then pay it off in 30 days. And for me, I'm like, I don't want to start off with that stress. I've been there, done that, and just, it's not worth it. And for me, I'm a girl about sales. So, you know me, January 2nd, soon as those stores out, I got my stuff for my sales, and I was happy instead of paying full price. And it works out with a lot of my family members that I haven't seen yet. That's the best part, is you still give them the gift that you want to give them, but half the price. So it just kind of helps with that. But it made me think of another thing, you know, not just the emergency kit. A lot of people are thinking about, like, well, I have a bucket list, or I have a goals list for the year, or things that I want to buy or improve in our house or whatever. Maybe. And I thought about, what if we start off the year, instead of having, we should have the bucket list or whatever. You and I did that the last couple episodes, the end of the year. But what about doing a list? Maybe this is financially savvy in 20 minutes. So maybe think of 20 things that, or 20 experiences, or 20 something that's material that you had in the last year. So meaning it's kind of like you're writing down what you're grateful for, but just kind of looking back of all the things you do have, because I think when we come from a place of like, I need, you know, like the other day I was like, oh, I need some new slippers, because they're just you need slippers once in a while, new ones, right? But I made me think of, like, do I always need something every year, or is this something that I need once in a while? And so I made a list of things that I'm like, oh, you know what? We just started construction in our house, and it's going to get a little more intense in the next couple of weeks of other things that are happening, construction in the house. And I was like, are we ever going to end the cycle of being done with upgrading the house, and how much more expensive is it going to get? And then I wrote down 22 things that we've improved in the last 3 years, and then the last year on just our home. So it made me feel like, oh, it's come a long way. So I know it's a long explanation, really cool. But have you gone through something like that where you're just, especially with your home too? I know you guys are constantly upgrading too.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, it's funny. My husband this morning was just like, hey, you know what? I pretty much fulfilled everything on my vision board in terms of, like, what I wanted for the house. And I was like,
that's cool.
That's so cool. Cause you don't really, like, look back sometimes, like, you have it there and you look at it and, you know, you're like, okay. Yeah. But then you don't realize that you actually accomplished it and taking the time. to actually, I've never really listed it out, but I really would like to do that because I look around and I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, we did that. And that's done and that's done. And it's just little things like even oiling and conditioning my butcher block in the kitchen. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But I did it. And now it looks fantastic. You know what I mean? It's like little things like that where we also like redid certain things outside because, you know, my home and the landscaping and everything. Something for the carport, all of these things that we've been wanting to do and you really don't appreciate that those are goals well met, like, you know, and they do cost money. And then you also tally them up and say, okay, yes, they cost money, but they contributed to my comfort. And it was things that helped the property value also. Oh. So I think that's also important not to just see it as a waste, but more of an investment.
I completely agree. And sometimes writing it down helps because the visual side isn't always there. Like we did, house is 100 years old. In LA, most houses, good, nice houses are, you know, the big ones are old and it had no insulation. So we did like roof insulation. We did certain places, insulation, upgrading the fireplace, all these things that just needed to happen, especially since it does get extremely cold nowadays. Thanks to climate warming, you know, the climate constantly changing, but just writing it down and made me think like, oh yeah, the things that I can't actually see because I forgot they're literally behind the walls and cost thousands of dollars to do. It just kind of made me feel like, oh, we've so invested in our home and it's been doing well in that sense. So I'm hoping someone that's listening to them, maybe if you don't own a home or whatever might be, but just sitting down and just writing like 20 things that you can think of. And sometimes it's like, oh, I got a pair of new sneakers last year, or, you know, I did, you know, meet up with my friends once a month, whatever those goals were. And not that way you don't start off there thinking, well, like, okay, obviously I want to improve and I want to keep getting better, but I also don't want to feel like I'm starting off the year lacking because that was me this morning. I was like cleaning out some of the Christmas stuff. I haven't gotten rid of everything yet, but it made me think of like, I gotta store stuff, I gotta get rid of stuff. I declutter a lot in the beginning of the year too, so just those kind of things, it helps to look back and be like, no, we've done a lot and we're in the progress of this other stuff.
you're right. We don't give ourselves enough credit for all like the beautiful things that actually do happen. And even in the negative, like, I mean, you know, we had a leak in the kitchen, or rather like a flood in the kitchen. And I could have been like, oh my God, my house. But I was like, you know what? It's great because we had to move the fridge. I found things back then. And I was like, oh wow, I never would have discovered that. It just made us look at other things. I considered, you know, higher coverage in home insurance. I considered it opens your eyes to things that you can potentially improve upon so that you are more prepared in the future. Right. So yeah, I agree. And I will include that as, even though it was a negative at the time, it actually was a positive because it was like a chain reaction of things that I did in order to enhance everything else.
I love that because we have to give ourselves a break, you know, be patient with what happens, especially when things go wrong. But the good things that, you know, are in place sometimes can be unexpected. Like obviously we see that student loans have been delayed for, you know, those that have tons of student debt is helpful to be like, okay, a few more months until April 30th. So I know I've talked to a few clients and a few friends of mine that told the same thing. They said, you know what, these few months that we don't have to put towards our student loan, we're actually using that to supplement our emergency fund or to pay off some debt that we had. And so it's nice to see that you can rearrange, kind of work with what you do have. And just kind of, like you said, reflect like, you know what, it happened, but my fridge is a lot cleaner, my kitchen, my space, you know, my environment. You know, I think about those things that sometimes we take for granted. So if we're going to be, you know, looking forward in a positive aspect, which I hope we all are, I know many of us already have goals and just kind of things that we want to do, but we're going to be talking about some of the real stuff too. I mean, this podcast is about money. It's about all things money. It's about just, you know, relationships, because our relationship with others and the same relationship with our money is really crucial. And we talk about foreclosures and then just things that we're seeing in the market, depending where you are. But I wanted to Actually, I'll leave that for the next episode, because there is actually the top five states that have the highest foreclosure rate from last quarter, basically. So it's something you want to tune into, because we're going to be talking a lot about that, especially if you own a home or you want to own a home, or mm-hmm. you're just making sure that whoever is still will be in their home before the end of the year. So any thoughts for 2022? Maybe it doesn't have to be your goal, but just, yeah, let's just end it in a happy note. What are you grateful for? It's day four.
You know what? I have to continue saying that I'm grateful for my family's health and my own health. Like, we're still doing everything we can to make sure to carry on what COVID brought forth, which is to take care of your spirit and to take care of your body, because it goes hand in hand. And that's what we will continue on now. Thankfully, because of that, I feel like it will continue on for the rest of our lives, even more so.
I love that. I'm going to end with the same thing. Just the health. I got so many emails over the winter of some people that have gotten sick with COVID and some that actually passed. And shout out to Seki Benjamins. I know they sent an email, very difficult one of losing a family member. And I think those are the things that we take for granted, the little time we do mm-hmm. have, especially during these uncertain times. So yes, good health, your health, my health. And so stay tuned for the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.